And these are great shaker songs, so if you have your shakers or if you did not pick up shakers, car keys work just as great. So join in. Enter, rejoice, and come in. Enter, rejoice, and come in. Today will be a joyful day. Enter, rejoice, and come in. Open yourself to the song. Open yourself to the song. Today will be a joyful day. Enter, rejoice, and come in. Open your hearts, everyone. Open your hearts, everyone. Today will be a joyful day. Enter, rejoice, and come in. Don't be afraid of some change. Don't be afraid of some change. Today rejoice and come in. Enter, rejoice and come in. Enter, rejoice and come in. Today will be a joyful day. Enter, rejoice and come in. I'm convinced that maybe if we sing loud enough, we can hold off the snowstorm. I don't know. Oh. All right. We have a new song that we're trying to introduce today. It's called Rejoice in the Mission. The words are great. You can use shakers on this one, too. It's found on in your bulletin on pages 10 and 11. The refrain is the last page of the song, so... And just do your best on this one. Oh, the Lord, come down from heaven. Tiny babe, a great physician, gave his body and his blood to live out a holy mission. His disciples, they went out to fulfill a great commission. With a steed of faith so small, learned a different kind of fishing. We will go, and we'll all share the vision, who in Christ we all shall be. Come rejoice in the mission of a new community. Jesus, still a restless soul, to your spirit we will listen. We will go. As we ponder and we plan, in this age of great transition, we will keep the word of God at the heart of each decision. Praise the Father, Lord of love. Praise the Christ in glory risen. Praise the Spirit by whose power we will share the gifts we're given. As we go, and we'll all share the vision, who in Christ we all shall be. Come rejoice in the mission of a new community. In this place where we gather, Jesus, still a restless soul, to your spirit we will listen. We will go. Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to Plymouth Congregational Church. My name is Lil Savage. Nice to see you all here this morning. I was listening to the songs. I've got a cold, so singing is a little tough. But one of the verses said something about don't be afraid of a little change. And one of the things I do for my job is to deal with people who are distressed. And very often, they find themselves in the middle of something difficult. And my consistent message to all of them is that this will change. I promise you. So that verse struck a chord with me because I say that a lot because lots of people are in distress these days. On the china hutch in my kitchen is a vase, and I love that vase. Not only because of the size and the heft of it, it's got a lot of good weight to it, and it's lovely jade green color, but there's an inscription from Maya Angelou on the side, and it says, "Thriving is elegant." And I believe her. I agree. And I think as Christians, we're designed to thrive, to move beyond the point of survival into a place where we can find some measure of joy and comfort and peace, no matter what's going on, you know, in the external world. And I think one of the things we thrive upon as Christians is the Word of God. So please, if you are able, stand with me and let's read the call to worship. People of God, listen. The Lord has done marvelous things. Rejoice and be glad, for God is our salvation. Rejoice and be glad, for God is great.
And we'll all share the vision, who in Christ we all shall be. Come rejoice in the mission of a new community.
Let you preach some Sunday. That was a beautiful message, Lily. Thank you. That spirit of trust in God and knowing that God loves us, let us share the prayer of confession together. Please, let's pray together. Holy and gracious God, you are all light and wonder and glory. You are our strength and our delight. You give us all we need to live. Yet we are distracted by all that glitters, continually grasping for more. Rather than trust in your provision, we chase after our own happiness. Forgive us, Lord, and turn us back to you. Overwhelm us with your goodness and cover us with grace. For we know that you are the source of life, the fount of all that is good. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And sisters and brothers, rejoice and be glad, for nothing in life or in death can separate us from God's love. Believe the good news of the gospel that in Jesus Christ you are forgiven. And may the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Take a couple of moments and share the peace of Christ with your neighbors. Thank you.
Please be seated, and greetings to you all in Jesus' abundant love for you. Welcome to Plymouth United Church of Christ. I'm Pastor David, and good to have us all here this morning, and I greet you and welcome you, and I also invite you all to stay for lunch. We do have lunch being served after worship, so please stay and eat. Fill your bellies with food and fill your soul with fellowship and good cheer and table conversation. Please be our guests and stay for lunch. I thank all who helped serve in the election bake sale. There was a lot of baking that went on, and people that were here selling baked goods much of the day, especially Mary and Joanne and Dorothy and some others. Do we have a total?
$335.
All right. Very nice. $335. Not bad. So thank you all. Thank you all for that. And thanks in advance for all of you who are going to help this week serving your church by preparing for the holiday bazaar on Saturday, whether you're making things or baking things or setting up tables or coming in to help during the bazaar itself. Thank you all for your service. We have some more posters out on the table. If you wouldn't mind to grab a few and find some places around town to put those up as well. That's another good way to serve your church as well. Is there anything else we need to say on bazaar? Yes, Larry.
I'm not quite sure how this happened, but after the first sale, we had an abundance of plastic bags that somebody decided we should get rid of some and then just have enough for the bazaar. But somehow, all the plastic bags got disposed of, and I don't know who to blame for that.
All right. Very good. And let's see. Yes?
There's sign-up sheets. If you haven't signed up, we need salads and workers.
Oh, very good. Yes, we do have the salad lunch, so there's sign-up sheets out there. Another opportunity to serve your church and to serve Jesus is our street ministry. It's getting cold. We got snow being predicted, so we could definitely use heavy coats, sweatshirts, hoodies, heavy socks, thick socks, gloves. Mike and I were at a Lutheran youth retreat, the Synod retreat, and yesterday it was here in town, and we went and talked about street ministry. And they made, what did they make, 60, I think 80 hats and 100 scarves, or vice versa, one or the other. But they sat there, a bunch of kids just sitting there at sewing machines and scissors and cranked out almost 200 hats and scarves in about 4 hours, I think. And so we have plenty of hats and scarves, but can definitely use some of the other clothing or gas cards. And you can talk to Mike for more on that one, but it is starting to get cold. And then we are serving at the community table on the 22nd. Can use some people for that. There's a sign-up sheet on the table out there. And if you can't serve but would like to donate money, they also ask us to bring $100 with us to help cover the cost of food. We do have an offering plate in the back there on the cabinet back there, if you don't mind, to make a little or a large donation to us serving at community table. And many thanks to Eric for being here to sing for us this morning and lead us in song. Is there anything else that I've left out? I did, didn't I? All right, go ahead. It's all yours. All right. Well, and before we move into hearing the word, we do have a centering song, but I want to set up this Joshua text that we're going to read just to kind of let you know what's going on here. This is last week we read about the death of Moses. He died right before the people entered the promised land. Joshua became the leader of the people after that exodus out in the wilderness. And Joshua, this is now at the end of Joshua's life. He guided the people in. They have become a people with their own home and their own land. And now Joshua is 110 years old and close to death, and he does this one final speech to his people, and he offers them in this speech a choice. He offers them a choice to follow or not to follow the God that rescued them from Egypt. So that is what we will hear in the Joshua text. And so now you can meditate on that, about this choice to follow, to not to follow, to serve the Lord. What does it mean to serve the Lord? And Lynn is going to take us into our centering song. That's on page 9.
Reading from Joshua chapter 24. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons, Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offspring many. Now therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites, who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." But Joshua said to the people, "You cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after you have done your good." And the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." He said, "Then put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." The people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and him we will obey." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made statutes and ordinances for them at Shechem.
Thank you, Lily. Our gospel lesson is from Gospel of Matthew, and Jesus has been in the midst of a few parables here and talking to people and teaching, and he continues with this parable here. And so hear now and listen for how God is speaking to you through these words of Matthew's gospel. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. Wait. Pay attention. Keep the lamps going. Pay attention while you're waiting. Be wise about your waiting. Be prepared for when the Lord returns, which could be at any time. You know neither the day nor the hour. It really seems in some ways more of an Advent kind of lesson. Advent, that time before Christmas when we're waiting for Jesus to be born. But in a sense, all time is Advent time. All time is waiting time as we wait. And we wait for Jesus and ask ourselves, I wonder when Jesus is going to show up. Or I wonder when Jesus is going to show up. Because you never know. You just never know when you'll come face to face with Jesus. We don't know the hour or the time. We just never know when we'll come face to face with Jesus. And when we do, will we be ready? Will we know? Will you have brought enough oil, so to speak? Will the lamps be trimmed and burning? Will we be ready? Which I kind of take of as a sense of, have we been preparing ourselves for the return to come face to face with Jesus? Have we been practicing what that might involve? What we might do if we were to come face to face with Jesus? You know, much as soldiers will drill and drill and drill, and police and firefighters run scenarios and practice and run drills, and astronauts practice on simulators to try to practice every possible emergency scenario. Practice and practice and practice so that when something unusual happens, they're ready. They're prepared. It's not so new when that happens. It's not maybe a surprise, but they know how to handle it. They're ready for it. They have the mental memory and the physical memory can kind of go on autopilot because they've rehearsed it. They've practiced it. They've been through it. And for the follower of Jesus, we can practice as well. How to prepare to greet Jesus if he returns. We could just sit back and say, well, I mean, if it's Jesus, of course I will greet him and say hello and treat him well and do whatever we might think that we'll do. Of course, if it's Jesus, I'll greet him. I don't need to practice that. But how will you know if it's Jesus? Unless we've practiced by greeting others as though they were Jesus. by greeting others as though they were Jesus. Because we may think that we'll know Jesus. We've seen the pictures, the paintings, the drawings of Jesus. We know what he's going to look like. He's got long hair, white robe, sandals, a beard, maybe. Maybe or maybe not a beard, I don't know. It depends on the picture. If it's November, I'd like to think that Jesus would at least have a beard in solidarity with No Shave November for men's health. To think, we've seen the pictures of Jesus, right? But I don't know. I don't think Jesus is necessarily going to look like that. I don't think we're waiting for a guy with long hair in a white robe and sandals. That would be too obvious, and that's the dress of a first century Palestinian Jew, not someone today. That's a very idealized situation to think that Jesus is going to look like the pictures. To not be prepared is almost like telling the police officer, you don't need to train. You'll know who the bad guys are. It's obvious. And when you say stop, they'll stop. Or the firefighter, you don't need to practice. You're just throwing water on a fire. How hard is that? Nothing unusual. It'll be okay. We need practice. To rehearse it, to do this. You know, Jesus is not going to show up as the white-robed first century Palestinian Jew. Jesus is going to show up however Jesus wants to. Jesus will show up as the smelly homeless man asking for a meal. Or Jesus will show up as the mother at Shopko's or Randy's who's got the three out-of-control kids that maybe isn't a bad mom, but trying to keep things together after her husband died, or after her husband got sent to Afghanistan or Iraq. We don't know. Or Jesus might show up as the immigrant who wants a better place to live and a better life for her children. Or might be the person who comes into our sanctuary for the first time and maybe doesn't know the prayers or doesn't know the proper way to be a Christian in worship and maybe does some things not like we might do. Or makes noise or, you know, does whatever. Jesus can look like anyone. And Jesus looks like the people at Community Table, the people downtown outside Sojourners, the people that you work with. Jesus looks like our shut-ins and people in the hospital and children who are in war and soldiers who are in war. And Jesus looks like you, like us, like all of us. That's what Jesus looks like. Whatever we do to the least of these, we do to Jesus. We are all the face of Jesus, as are those around us. Jesus looks like us. And especially Jesus looks like an opportunity to serve or to show hospitality, to be invitational, to be gracious. And to follow Jesus is to follow this call to hospitality and to be invitational, to be ready for when Jesus appears by greeting all and treating all as though they are Jesus. Because they are. We are. To fail at greeting the least, or even to fail at greeting the greatest, is to be the bridesmaid that has no oil, who is not ready. Who is not ready. As we serve God and we serve Jesus. And there is that choice. Joshua offers the people the choice. Serve whatever gods you want or serve the God that rescued you. Serve the God of Abraham, the God of creation. I'll tell you a story. When I was a teenager, I was 13 or 14. I'm thinking maybe 8th grade, may have been 9th grade. Not quite sure, but 13, 14 years old, I was at school one day. Just a regular, normal day. Nothing unusual, although at some point during the day, and I don't remember how this happened. I don't know if I had seen it written down somewhere I don't think I did. I really think this was just the Holy Spirit whispering in my ear. But as I was sitting in a class that day, I heard something whisper in my ear. It said, Joshua 24:15. Joshua 24:15. I just heard that all day. Heard that all day, and when I rushed home, I rushed to find a Bible, and I pulled it out to look this up, and it took a while because I wasn't particularly biblically literate. I wasn't entirely sure where Joshua might be found. I wasn't even sure if Joshua was something in the Bible, but this just seemed like something. Joshua 24:15 seemed like a Bible reference, so I thought, well, we'll try the Bible first. If it's not there, then I don't know. So I went to the Bible, and I opened it up, and lo and behold, there it was in this verse, one of these verses that we read today, that was right there in front of me. The verse that says, "Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Bam. It just hit me. That was it. I had no idea what an Amorite was or who Joshua was or what any of the context of this was. But I understood that line, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." And so began a lifetime of trying to live by that idea of serving the Lord, however imperfectly I do it. It's been one of those verses that's been in my head for a long, long time. This idea of serving the Lord. And we serve the Lord by serving one another. We serve the Lord by greeting people, by being ready, by greeting people as though they might be Jesus. Not to be stingy with our lamp oil, but to keep it flowing and to keep it burning, because that's a lamp oil we'll never run out of. God will always give us more. We can stop the flow. We have control of that. But if we keep it burning, that oil will always be there. And to practice and to be ready to greet Jesus himself, and hopefully at some point to see and to realize that Jesus has always been with us. Always been around us, and all the people that surround us. Jesus has always been there all along, just hoping that we would notice and say hello, offer an invitation, be gracious, show hospitality. And so may we all notice and see Jesus more as we serve the Lord through our hospitality and through our invitations and through our greetings, and keep our lamps trimmed and burning all the time. Amen. And we have a wonderful gospel song.
Keep your lamps trimmed and burning, keep your lamps trimmed and burning, keep your lamps trimmed and burning, for his work is almost done. Sisters, don't grow weary, brothers, don't grow weary, children, don't grow weary, for this work is almost done. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning, keep your lamps. It's our faith makes us happy, for this work is almost done. Sisters, don't grow weary, brothers, don't grow weary, children, don't grow weary, for this work is almost done. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Sisters, don't grow weary. Brothers, don't grow weary. Children, don't grow weary. For this work is almost done. Every round goes higher, higher. Every round goes higher, higher. Every round goes higher, higher. For this work is almost done. Sisters, don't go weary. Brother, don't go weary. Children, don't go weary. For this work is almost done.
Fun spiritual for the end that Eric is going to lead us in as well. It is time for our offerings, for us to give back to God some of what we have received so that the work and mission and ministry of this church may continue. And also want to ask, you have the little signing cards that are in your bulletin. I haven't asked in quite a while if you would like to also on the back offer any hymn that we've not sung in a while that you would like to hear. You can write that down, or if you have any prayer concerns or anything. But we've gone through all the hymns that we asked people for before, so we'd like another set of your favorite hymns that we can slide into Sunday worship. So please pop those in the offering plate as well. And now our offering will be received.
I can see it in their eyes.
Please join with me in the prayer of dedication. O great and loving God, we give you thanks that you have given your faithful people a love for justice and the gift of generosity. Bless these gifts and bless us to use them faithfully to reveal your love to the people around us and to announce your vision of a world of justice, peace, and love. Amen.
Please be seated. Thank you, Eric. That was beautiful. Well, it's time for us to be together in prayer, ask if there are any joys or concerns you'd like to pray for this morning. And being the second Sunday of the month, we also pray for some of the families of our congregation as well, and they're listed in the prayer list, and we'll pray for them. But anyone else I'd like to pray for? Kathy.
For my great niece Katie and her family who have a baby that had a lot of trouble.
Oh, okay. That was your daughter?
That was my great niece.
Great niece. Katie. Okay. Katie, great niece. All right. And she passed away, or her? Her baby. Okay. Sorry, I missed some of the words. And oh, my. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's very sad. Barb. Oh, yes. Aurora Robison is pregnant and having some difficulties with that. Keith. Okay. Your friend Sue, her mother died. Okay. And also with Michael Green. A lot of you may remember him, kind of grew up in the church, but living down in Madison now, he and his wife Alba are expecting. They had a baby shower here yesterday, expecting a boy in February. So pray for them. Alba and Michael Green. Nancy. Oh, yes. Thank you, yep. Definitely continue to keep Vivian in our prayers. And Eric.
Continue prayers for all of our elected officials, regardless of their party affiliations, and that they might be open to God's justice and peace vision.
Okay, open God's justice and vision. Indeed. And Mary.
For my niece, Deanne, that's having heart problems.
Okay, Deanne?
Deanne,
having heart problems. All right. Anything else, George? Greg, all right. Yes.
For Kevin, who is struggling with mental and physical disabilities.
Okay, for Kevin, is his name mental and physical disabilities? Anything? No. All right. I was thinking when you mentioned the elected officials, when I gave the prayer down at the Capitol in January, we mentioned how we probably don't say thank you enough to our elected officials. We say an awful lot of nasty things to them and about them. But I also need to say thank you once in a while. It's not an easy job. I can't imagine what it's like to be that public and whatnot. So let us be together in prayer. Holy and good God, you have given us a beautiful and wondrous creation to live in. You have given us people to love and who love us. You make the seasons to change, plants to grow and then to be harvested. You provide our food from the earth that you made. You are our God, and may we all choose to serve you and you alone. We give you thanks for all of your blessings and your presence with us. And may we be always willing to give you thanks for them and to share them with others who are not so blessed and who go without. May you inspire us all to be alert and to be ready to see you whenever you appear in our lives, in whatever form you take, and to extend to you hospitality and grace and an invitation as we mold this world into your vision as a place of justice and fairness and hope and peace and love. And especially we pray that you be with us here at Plymouth as we are about the job of spreading your good news and spreading your love into Eau Claire and beyond, that we may open our doors ever more widely to all who need to hear of your love and to feel your love through us and through this fellowship. And as we give you thanks for all that is good, we do pray for other joys in our lives, for Elba and Michael, as they expect their first child. And for all that is on our hearts. And we pray as well for all the families of this congregation, whether they be a family of one or a family of many, however they are composed. And we pray especially for Terry and Joe Gilbert, for Dorothy Gilbertson, for Joe and Emily Gilbertson, for Paul and Gay Gilbertson, for Gladys Green, for Jeff and Lisa Green, and for Cindy and Jerry Halfen. May your love be shown through their family and in their love for one another. And we offer you the prayers heavy on our hearts. We lift up to you Katie, whose baby has passed away, and Aurora, who is pregnant and having difficulties, or Sue and all her family and the death of her mother. We pray for Vivian, who continues to recuperate and be under care at Dove. for Deanne, who has heart problems. We pray for all our elected officials who are doing the heavy and difficult work of being our leaders, and pray that all they do be done through your vision of justice and mercy, and that they be open to your will. We pray for Greg, who's mourning the loss of his dog who has passed away. And we pray for Kevin and his struggle with mental and physical disabilities. And we remember also all those who are living on the streets as we come into this cold weather and the first snowstorm, that they be protected and safe, and above all, that they know they are not forgotten, that they not be abandoned, and that they know they are loved. And now we pray to you in silence to offer the prayers that we can't find the words to say or are afraid to say out loud. Hear us now in our silence. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us that we serve you best by serving and loving those around us, and who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
This next song, hymn number 616, has a part for all of us and a part for a leader. So if you just look above the notes, you'll see where it says the word leader. We're going to let Eric be our leader.
Yes.
And we'll sing everything else.
Please rise for this one. And you can shake and move and dance.
Yep,
and
shakers go good on this one, too. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Oh, John, what do you say?
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
And I'll be there at the coming day.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
With all the hope, the Savior's name.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
He knew she'd never be the same.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
When he was preaching at Pentecost.
walk in Jerusalem just like John.
He was endowed with the Holy Ghost.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Mary asked Jesus to come and see.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Faith gave Lazarus victory.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
John said the city was just.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
And he declared he'd meet me there.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Now, sisters and brothers, keep awake, for Christ is coming to gather us to his welcome table, where we will feast in joy.
Until then, be swift to listen. Make haste to be kind.
Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. May the grace of Jesus surround you, the love of God uphold you, and the Holy Spirit spark you with unquenchable fire. As you wait and work in faithfulness to God's vision, let us all say amen. Amen. Amen.
And we'll all share the vision, who in Christ we all shall be. Come rejoice in the mission of a new community. Jesus, still a restless soul, to your spirit we will listen.